Vice President Mike Pence is in Jerusalem today, and he spoke in front of Israel's parliament, the Knesset, announcing the move of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem would come by the end of next year.
By finally recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, the United States has chosen fact over fiction. And fact is the only true foundation for a just and lasting peace. Under President Trump, the United States of America remains fully committed to achieve a lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians.
Daniel Estrin is NPR's Jerusalem correspondent. He joins us now. Daniel, tell us more about what the vice president had to say today.
Well, he said very clearly that the embassy is moving no later than 2019, the end of 2019. And that is an accelerated timetable. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson had said that it would take at least 3 years for a new embassy building to be built in Jerusalem. But there were reports that Pence was pushing to move the ambassador to Jerusalem more quickly. And now the Trump administration is promising that embassy much more quickly than before.
And what's been the reaction to that?
Israeli officials have called Pence's speech historic. Palestinian officials refused to meet with Pence on this trip. And one official, Saeb Erekat, said the U.S. administration is part of the problem rather than the solution. Arab lawmakers in Israel left the Knesset, the parliament hall, in protest with signs saying Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine. There was also interesting reaction to something else Pence said. He said, yes, we have recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, but we also want to see Israelis and Palestinians negotiate peace. And if the parties agree, the U.S. would support the two-state solution, the creation of a Palestinian state alongside Israel. Now, some Israeli lawmakers gave that a standing ovation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not. He didn't clap. Many members of his party and his government are now vocally against a two-state solution.
There's been a lot of fear, obviously, over many years about what this move would do, how the Arab world would react to the U.S. moving its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Has it played out that way, though, or what kind of reaction has there been since this decision was originally announced?
It's been interesting, Jeremy, that there have been a lot of protests in the West Bank and in Gaza to this reaction. In Jerusalem, the protests have been more muted, and I think the reaction in terms of protests on the streets and violence was more muted than what many people expected. However, I think the political implications are the opposite. They haven't been muted at all. The Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas announced that he would not participate in any peace process led by the U.S. Following this Jerusalem declaration. So I think the ripple effects of this are continuing and have yet to be seen.
Now, Mike Pence, the vice president, spends one more day in Jerusalem. What can we expect tomorrow?
Pence is visiting Israel's Holocaust Memorial and the Western Wall, the Jewish prayer site in Jerusalem. And tomorrow, Palestinians have called for a strike in the West Bank and for street protests at some Israeli checkpoints. And those demonstrations could lead to clashes with Israeli soldiers and could turn violent.
That's NPR's Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem. Daniel, thank you.
You're welcome.